So for anyone who's dealing with an insurance claim, particularly a total loss from a wildfire, our sage advice is that it is a marathon, not a sprint.
Okay, we've heard that phrase dozens of times since October. But for those running the insurance marathon, Dan Wade of United Policyholders shared some excellent advice on Monday night.
The insurance process is a business negotiation. It is not like the commercials that we're probably used to seeing. There's no magic wand. Things don't go back to normal in an instant. It's a very long, complicated process, and there's a lot of work that the individual homeowner or policyholder has to do in order to get paid.
In front of the folks who turned out Monday, the question of how to get insurance companies to pay for improving your home over what was a very relevant topic. Some of those improvements may be by choice, others by mandate of the city and county.
So code upgrades is going to be something I think relevant to this discussion of rebuilding building codes have changed. A lot of folks want to rebuild green. A lot of folks are going to want to rebuild with fire-resistant materials. And so the code upgrade part of the claim is something we can talk about in more detail, but it is an important part of the process. And it's the money that's allocated in your insurance policy to do those types of things, to rebuild something that's a bit different than what you had before, to meet current code or because you want to do something that's more fire-resistant or more sustainable. So this is an example of where you'd find that coverage in a policy. It's down at the bottom on this policy. So this person has $75,000 of building code upgrades on a policy that is written for $300,000. So for those that are in the negotiation process and trying to figure out how to connect all the buckets of coverage and get the maximized settlement, it's going to be very important to find professional help. I know that contractors and professionals are in short supply here, but that is probably the best way to maximize an insurance claim. And the reason for that is that the insurance company is going to give you something that's generated by their computer, and it may not account for all the things that you're entitled to, and it isn't going to be as flexible, I think, as many people will want it to be. And the message here really is that when you're going through a claim, whether it's like your routine auto fender bender or building a house that's been totally destroyed from a wildfire, it is your job to prove it to the insurance company what you owe. So it does take some work, and that's what we're here to help you do.
Dan Wade of United Policyholders speaking Monday night in Santa Rosa at Conversations Around the Fire. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.